If you've been keeping track of what's happening now in politics, you know that it is time for, you know, the caucuses and all of that stuff. And looking at basically how it was laid out at the beginning, a little surprised that the leaderboard, as it were, is shaken out like that.
You know, it's I thought last night as I was watching the news and the results were coming in, and I was kind of going back and forth. I really wasn't paying a whole lot of attention because it's a whole lot of bloviating about a two-minute story. Like, they talk for hours and hours and hours and hours. But
about
they could
the
just,
same two-minute
yeah,
story?
Yeah, pretty much. But so, as if you believed what you were told, let's say on December 1st, who the front runner was for the Democratic nomination. I mean, it was Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. He's the front runner. And I realized last night that there is a huge similarity between who is the front runner before the whole process starts and who is number one on the preseason college football poll. Because it never ends up being that team. So, like, never, if I'm Joe Biden, like, I'm like, no, I don't want to be the preseason pick for number one. I don't want to be that. I want to be eighth on the list. I'm going to sneak up from behind. So it is very funny. Similar.
It is interesting.
Because think about it. You know, the worst thing that happens to fans is when the poll comes out and their school is number one in the preseason poll, because they take that as gospel and it never ends up really falling that way. I mean, it probably does sometimes yeah. But it's pretty rare. LSU was certainly not the preseason pick at number one last year. So I really thought about that. I was like, what are you basing that on? It's like, what are you basing number one next year on with last year's information? Why are we using old information to project the future in politics? I mean, I think the most accurate thing out of all, when you compare them, would be Punxsutawney Phil. He's way more accurate than the prognosticators in politics and sports.